Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
Boy, that song takes you back. And this is not Drew Tignanelli. This is Chris O'Shea sitting in for our typical host. And I co-host with him occasionally. And we're excited to be here with you on this cold day. And we have a guest, a special guest. And so I'll just tee it up a little bit here. So we are, as you've listened to the show, and you know that we are generalists in comprehensive financial planning. That means we know enough about all the areas of financial planning to help be the quarterback for clients. And we specialize, in addition to that, we specialize in several areas: investment management, tax planning, retirement planning. And there's some people on staff who really specialize in some other areas. And so we think we're expert in taxes and investments and retirement planning. But there are areas that you know that we've had lawyers on who are expert in their field. And so when we want to get drilled down a little more, we get experts on who are experts in their field. And so that's what we're fortunate to have tonight. We have Barbara Harnoff. And Barbara is an expert in helping people transition at retirement into the Medicare world and to bring things around that so you get the most out of Medicare with whatever options are there for you. And so without further ado, let me welcome Barbara Harnoff. Barb, welcome.
Thank you, Chris. I so appreciate the opportunity to be on here with you today. And it is cold out there.
Yeah. So
I'm with you on that.
So Barbara has a business that she's been doing for quite a while. And so she wants you to tell them your company name and what you do.
Sure. Well, my company name is simple enough. It's Barbara Harnoff Insurance. And I specialize, of course, in the Medicare world of things. We do some life insurance, things like that as well. But definitely most of my business is in Medicare. That's what I've focused on over the past 11 years now. I've learned a lot about it. I've had people share with me. Some of the seniors teach me along the way, but basically the idea is that we want to help people. We want to go in and be personal.
Yeah. So tonight we're going to break this up, as the show is broken up into four segments. And so if you stay throughout, you're going to get a little bit of everything. And in the end, we're going to really look at, well, what are the pitfalls to avoid? We'll hit some of those along the way, but you know, in the end, we're going to really talk about, okay, let's get you the basics of, well, what is Medicare? What isn't it, right? We're going to say, in addition to that, well, what about this conversation? You know, even I, you know, my mother-in-law lives with us, and she has the shows on that you get Joe Namath commercials on all the time, and clients call us up and say, well, what about this Medicare Advantage, right? Well, what is that? The conversation between Medicare Advantage and Medigap policies, we're going to do that. We spend time talking about the Part D coverage because that is its own world, and that's something that you really specialize in.
Right.
And then in the end, again, we're going to talk about, here are some pitfalls. Here are some things that people make assumptions, and yes, that may have been, we find this oftentimes with clients, so they've got some good partial information, but the part they don't have is the stuff that can really trip them up. And not only that, but some of the information they had is dated, and so it's no longer applicable. Wow. So it can really hurt them because some of these decisions they're making, they're fairly straightforward once you understand them, but some of these have significant consequences that are tough to undo, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can get yourself in some hot water, and you really, I find so many people coming to me with an actual fear about what they don't know. And then, of course, Social Security has their website. Medicare has a website. And many people will go onto these websites and try to figure it out themselves. And it can be overwhelming to do that. The more you read, people tell me, the more you read, the less you understand, the more confused you get. all the information generally is there, but the question is, which of the information is for me and which do I not need to worry about?
Yeah, so let's tell them what original Medicare is, right? So just starting with the basics. So just a quick little synopsis of what is original Medicare? What taxes have been, you know, deducted from my payroll all these years? What did that pay for? What doesn't it cover, right?
Right. You got Medicare because you worked in this country for basically 10 years. They break it into quarters, but it really works out to about 10 years. And if you put your 10 years in, you are eligible for Medicare benefits. Medicare has four different parts to it, A, B, C, and D. Original Medicare is the Medicare that your mother, your grandmother had. At that time, in many cases, there was just A and B Medicare. The C and D didn't even exist until the last 20 years.
Sure. Right. So, go ahead.
A and B covers basically your hospital coverage and your what we used to call major medical coverage back in the day, the outpatient coverage. So everything, including seeing doctors, but also things like getting equipment, machines you might need in your home, things like that.
Right. So A is basically what was deducted from your paycheck. So some people have to pay. But again, most people, when you paid in, you've got your quarters. That 1.45% is giving you Part A for free.
Yes. Generally, A is free to you. You've already paid for it by your contribution.
Hospitalizations, you get that. Of course, there's some deductibles in there. And even depending if you go in the hospital and out, and then you go back in later on in the year, you may have to pay it a couple times. But in the end, Part A itself, the insurance, is free.
Absolutely.
B is not.
Right. Correct. B, you do have to pay a premium for Part B. And for most people under about $85,000 a year, they're going to pay the same amount as somebody who is making $25,000 a year. It's still
a single person, right?
Yes.
And if you're married, then it's double that.
If your income is above that, they can go back 2 years. And if your income is above that, sometimes there's an additional amount that you do have to pay for your Medicare Part B.
The dreaded IRMA adjustment.
Yes, the IRMA.
For some people. So, yeah, if you can, it's something that, you know, it's good to manage that. We try to do that for our clients, is that if you don't have to be over that, you know, you manage that in, through a lot of different techniques that are helpful anyway.
Right.
And so that's just a, you know, the very beginnings of the opening. Okay, what is Medicare? We have to take a pause here. We're going to take a news and traffic and that sort of thing. We'll pick it up after that, and we'll talk more about Medicare and Medigap policies and how do you bring those together? How do you coordinate that? So now we're just going to go to traffic. Take it away.
Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli of the Financial Consulate saying a financial advisor must have a tax planning passion. I'm appealing only to those with a net worth of more than $5 million or with taxable income of over $400,000. You are the target for higher and higher taxes. If you're in this elite club, you can no longer afford to have a financial advisor that is not passionate to minimize taxes. I'm appealing to you with income over $400,000 or a net worth greater than $5 million because you are the target and need the Financial Consulate's passion to minimize income taxes and estate taxes. Call to set up your introductory meeting, 410-823-7283 or 410-823-SAVE or online, financialconsulate.com. If your taxable income is $400,000 or more, or your net worth is over $5 million, you are the target. So call to begin your tax plan, 410-823-7283, or online, financialconsulate.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBL.
So, Chris, I'm not sure if Drew would have gotten that song, even Drew, but that's teeing that one up, right? There's a mid-70s song. So this is Chris O'Shea sitting in for your typical host, Drew Tignanelli, and I have with me on the show tonight, we feel fortunate to have an expert in Medigap insurance, and that's Barb Harnoff. Barb, why don't you give out your phone number and contact information if people want to get in touch with you?
Sure. You can reach my office at 443-299-6854. That's 443-299-6854.
Great. And so we just opened the topic up of Medicare, and so we're going to go into the Medicare umbrella. So what are the things you do along with Medicare? Now, there are folks in here that work in the listening audience, we know, that are military or they work for the federal government, and they have some different things going on with their insurance.
Right. Some people with the military can often have TRICARE insurance, or if they've been in military their whole life, they might have TRICARE for life.
Right.
Federal workers, firefighters, if you have work coverage through generally a state or a federal agency or some kind of a federal job, many times Medicare is a very different thing for you. You may still get your Medicare Part A, but don't always need to get Medicare Part B to go with it. It is different for different people, so it's something you do want to find out about. Make sure you speak to somebody who knows what they're talking about with this.
Sure. Yeah, so again, we just lightly touched on, okay, so we know... We'll get into then. So Medicare covers a lot. I mean, it's really good insurance. People think about what's Medicare.
Right.
I'm going to get subpar insurance. You know, well, if you're still working, depending on if you're paying, if you have how much your company is subsidizing your health care at 65, they may say, hey, your spouse needs to get off and get on Medicare. We'll provide a supplemental as a secondary insurance, or you're going to have to pay more. But the cost to do it, we'll get to that in a little bit, is such that it's really appropriate to do that. There's some things that Medicare, though, doesn't cover, right? So that's when you get into Part C, Medicare Advantage, and the whole conversation on do you need a Medigap, Medicare supplemental policy? So for those, you know, so again, because Medicare, even though it covers things, it's only covering 80% maybe, covering 80% after your deductible. So some people think that, well, I don't go to the doctor that much, so the 20% that I have to cover is not going to be all that much. It's like, well, okay, maybe now, but this is the rest of your life, because if you don't get it, if you don't get it now, you know, so talk about the Medicare Advantage, Medicare Supplemental, or just going blind, not blind, just going without coverage. Because some people, if they don't have a lot of money, may go Medicare Advantage. Some people who have a lot of money and don't want to pay and think they're healthy may go without or Medicare Advantage. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, while you're working and you're dealing with work insurance that you have, you're healthy, you're working, you're able to work. But when you reach the age where you're going into Medicare coverage, you're looking at your health between the ages of 65 and 100, generally, or somewhere in that range. And so with your work insurance, you often just paid the 20% as you went. But with by the time you get to this age, you really need to think about what that 20% can turn into. Also, it's confusing to people. Many people don't realize that the 80-20 scenario fits your outpatient coverage, but it's very different in inpatient hospital. You can end up in a situation where if you don't get a supplement to go with your Medicare, you can pay as much as $300 a day, $700 a day if you're in the hospital. So you really want to sit down and look at what exactly Medicare does and does not cover and what it is you need to fill in. And when you sit with somebody who does understand these plans, they can put a very clear picture in front of you. And you can look at what your, say you have fears about certain things, about say you have cancer in your family, say there's some kind of a family illness that seems to run through your family. These are going to be specific things that you're concerned about.
So
you want to fill those, you want to fill that so that you're not concerned about it. You know that it's covered.
Sure. So you say, okay, maybe, so what would cause, you're in the hospital, what would cause a $300-$700 fee that may not be covered?
Well, you know, it didn't seem to be such a big deal, but now since we've had COVID, there are many people that are ending up in the hospital for a prolonged period of time.
Yeah.
And that's where you would get into that kind of expense.
For prolonged periods of time.
Yeah. Or maybe something like a stroke or something that really does a very bad car accident, something like that, where you have to go through extensive surgeries and things like that in a hospital before you're even moved to the rehab part of things. But even with the rehab part of things, when you go to outpatient rehab, there's a certain amount of money you pay per day, can be $180 per day if you're in there longer than 20 days. And as you age, when you're younger, you may not use the rehab. You may think, well, 20 days, 3 weeks, that's plenty of time in a rehab. But as you age, you don't always bounce back as quickly. So you want to make sure that, those prolonged periods are also covered.
Yeah, I hear that. I can tell you. After age 57, I just don't bounce back as fast as I did. You know, I can tell you that. You're a young child there, so, you know, you don't know all that yet. So I'm kidding. Correct. So for those then, you know, Medicare Part B, if you're coming in 2021, it's cost about $148 a month, correct?
That's a good average, yep.
Yep.
It's a good average.
So
it's great insurance. It's such complete coverage, and so many times people coming off of work coverage are used to these huge deductibles, or even, say, off there have the private marketplace plans, huge deductibles in many cases. And so when they get to the Medicare world and they see all they have is a $200 deductible, it's a pretty happy day for them.
Yeah, so for those who can't even do that, we know that there are state plans and others that help people with Medicare Part B premiums. So that's out there for folks. But beyond that, you say if you want good coverage, to really airtight coverage, because for the, again, you said 65 to 100. I really like that, because you may be good now, but what about? And so, and because there's certain periods of time that you can get right now when you're 65, or you continue to work and you have credible coverage, meaning you had coverage that meets the standard, that you can come with a letter and say, okay, I know I'm not 3 months before I'm 65, or the month I'm 65, or 3 months afterwards, which is the typical window for Medicare, and where I won't get underwritten. If I wait and get a Medicare supplemental later, well, that's
Well, many people hear about the penalties, and it scares them. But the fact is, really, if you have good, strong coverage with your employer plan, and it is considered a creditable plan, which generally they are, you will not be penalized when you do decide to come over to the Medicare world.
Right. So what does a Medicare supplemental policy cost?
A Medicare supplemental policy, usually the most you'll pay for the supplemental policy will be around $150 at the age of 65 years in that area.
Yep.
They do get more expensive over time. That's a reality. Your health gets more, your health needs, your risks get higher over time. And so the plans do increase over time. And so that's something we always talk about and consider. I make sure that people are aware of that.
And some in Maryland are a little cheaper now, and with good service and all that.
Some states are less, and there are other plans that you can get. You don't have to have the highest coverage, and you can still have a Medigap plan without having to have the very highest coverage.
So
there are options.
We only have a minute, so just stop before the next break here, but you can introduce the subject of, what about Medicare Advantage, Part C?
Well, a Medicare Advantage plan is more of a pay-as-you-go plan, where you are more often in charge of your own 20%. There are things that can be added to help you cover that. But some people like that, and some people do like to be in a network plan. But typically with Medicare Advantage, you are in a network of doctors, whereas with the Medicare Supplement plan, you are simply in the Medicare network, if you would say a network. But most doctors do accept Medicare, the original Medicare.
Yeah, and so when we come back from break, we're going to talk about more of Medicare Advantage, because some of those premiums can be as low as zero. However, you cannot have a Medicare, right? You cannot have a Medicare Part C Advantage, a Medicare Advantage plan, and a supplemental, because a supplemental pays after Medicare, whereas a Medicare Advantage plan, Part C, pays first.
Pays instead of Medicare.
So we'll talk more about that and beyond that. But for now, we're going to take a break for more traffic and take it away, traffic.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we are back with Money, Riches, and Wealth. Chris O'Shea here sitting in for Drew Tignanelli, and Chris, our producer. I bet you did not know that Paint It Black is my favorite Rolling Stones song. So thanks for playing that. And so we're here with Barbara Harnoff. We've been for the last half hour, and for the rest of this hour, we're talking about Medicare supplemental policies, because she's an expert in that area. And so, Barbara, if people are leaving work now, they've worked their whole life, they're either close to 65 or they're after 65, and they need Medigap policies, and just to talk through the process, how can they reach you?
They can reach me at my office number, which is 443-299-6854. 443-299-6854.
Right, and if they, you also have BHI for Barbara Harnoff Insurance, BHIMedicare.com, right, your website?
Right. My email, yeah, I have a website, BHIMedicare.com, and my email is barb@BHIMedicare.com.
There you go, air, land, or sea, however they want to get in touch with you. So that's great. So we left off. We've talked a little bit about Medicare A, B, and now we're into Part C, meaning, okay, so it's Medicare Advantage. Yes. The last thing we said was that Medicare Advantage pays first, whereas for a supplemental, Medicare pays first, and then the Medigap policy pays Medicare doesn't. In this case, because the federal government pays these insurance companies, and so then they're paying for the claims first, and so because of that, they're reducing their premium sometimes as low as zero, right? Yeah. To the individual.
Yep.
But again, so what's a pitfall for Medicare Advantage if you're saying, hey, I could afford Medicare, I can afford $140, $150 a month for Medicare supplemental, but I'd rather, I like this thing about no premiums. So where can that rise up and cause issues that you hadn't thought through?
Well, Medicare Advantage is something that, to begin with, it's generally more of a regional plan.
Yep.
So if you're somebody who's staying in the area and you don't plan on ever going anywhere, and you're always going to see doctors right where you are, then it might be something you'd look at. Medicare supplements are generally, they're national plans. You can use them anywhere in the country. So obviously if you're traveling back and forth between your home and your daughter's home or something like that, you want to really think about which one of those plans would fit you.
And that's the thing we tell folks is that if you're going to move, because you only have, you've got 12 months after you choose Medicare Advantage to go back to a Medigap plan?
Right. When you first get your Medicare Part B, you have 6 months to make a choice to get a Medicare supplement plan. And after that 6 month, the window closes. So they are not able to ask, the plans are not allowed to ask health questions for those 6 months after you get your Part B. Many people are not aware of that. So with the Medicare Advantage plan, you don't typically have health questions, or if you do, they're very few. But the supplement plans, many people think you should be able to get insurance no matter what your health is. That's not really the case when you come into Medicare. For the very first 6 months, it is the case, but it does not stay throughout your life.
Right. So
you want to be very careful with
that. So if it's a year or two later and you say, hey, I want to get Medicare supplemental policy,
You may not be able to.
So that's
right.
That's the cold hard facts. That's
why you really want to look at both options before you make that decision. But the Medicare Advantage plan, again, they're generally regional plans.
Yep.
If you are living in an area that has they have a good network of doctors in their plan, they can be a good plan for you. It's very much dependent upon where you live. It really plays a big role in it. The plans in Florida are very different and much more plentiful, for instance, than the plans in Maryland. The plans in Pennsylvania are more plentiful in most areas than the plans in Maryland. It depends on where you are and whether you have a hospital nearby.
And that's the thing we appreciate you a lot, is that you know the states up and down the East Coast, except for one maybe, and then you're even sprinkling in some other states. So you've got that, because we find that a lot of our clients are moving, a lot of them used to move to Delaware. Some of them still do. A lot of them are going to South Carolina or Florida, and things are different depending on what region you're in. So, so that Part C, I know we're hitting these topics, but moving on. So
right.
Part D, though, was not around in 1965 when Medicare started.
No,
it didn't come around until 2006. So some people really had to put out, whether it's diabetes medicine or other things, they were putting out a lot of money prior to 2006. So Part D...
Right.
Though, talk a little bit about Part D.
Well, one of the big things about dealing with Part D is that we have so many more medicines now than we used to have. And it's not unusual for me to go into a home and see a big box of medicines.
Yeah.
And that's the sad truth. People are living longer, but they're also taking more medications and
sure.
taking them for a long time. So it's it did become very important. And in 2006, as you said, the Part D plans began. And so basically those are private companies that are running these plans, but they're heavily regulated by Medicare to be able to be called a Medicare Part D plan and be able to, you know, sell to all people under Medicare.
And that's at least, yeah. Right, so just to interject, I'm going to interrupt, but so Part A and B, it's through the government. Part D,
right.
Though, and supplemental policies are regulated by the government, so they try to simplify. They've done a good job. So supplemental plans, you know, plans G is oftentimes the plan that works for a lot of people, but they're standardized. So whichever companies are providing that, they say, if you're going to provide a policy, this G plan, here's what it has to cover. And so for D, like you're saying, it's not run through the government. The government says, hey, private companies can do this better. So, but here's some regulations.
Well, it's more of a partnership between the private companies, the government, and the manufacturers. And they all play a role in getting the costs down for seniors. But they are administered, of course, through private companies. And those companies, there are a lot of very similar parts to these. They're a lot more similar than they are different. But you do want to understand the differences. For instance, one Part D plan would have a preferred pharmacy of this store and that grocery store, the CVS and the Walgreens, or another plan might not have those as their preferred. Their preferred would be, you know, a Weis grocery store or Walmart. And so I try to, when we work with people, we always try to find out what their situation is and fit it to them, but we're able to do a calculation of your medicines, your specific list of medicines, and where you want to be able to pick those up, what's convenient for people, and then come up with a plan that works for that person.
And you're spending a lot of time each year because these things change on an annual basis, right?
A lot of time. Yes, we are. it's a service that I offer to all my clients, is to check those things for them from year to year, especially if they have a difficult medicine or what we know as a tier 3 medicine or a name brand drug, because it can make a huge difference, hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars if you're in the wrong drug plan.
So speak
many
to...
Many times they have an annual enrollment period like most work plans have, and if you choose the wrong plan, there you are for the whole...
Yeah, so speak to the last year, the Trump administration came up and they adjusted prices on medicines, and now it's going the other way, right?
Yeah, so they had agreed that for many companies, we were going to be able to have the pricing of $25 or $35 per month for insulins. And insulin, it's a big deal in the senior world. There are so many people that are diabetic, and they depend on this insulin every day. So he did make that happen, that we would get those prices knocked back down. But there have been some changes since then, so we're waiting to see if that's going to last.
So what were the prices before that?
Well, you would start out with about $400 to $500 in the first month of the year, and then you pay maybe $50 for a few months, and then often end up paying another $250 to $500 for the later months of the year.
Yes. So
income, it's not easy to do on a fixed income.
Right. So, you know, when you are doing that every year and you're saying, okay, especially if you're taking more than, you know, one medicine, you're taking multiple things here. That's why it's important to go in there, you know, go to the formulary, or in your case, you're talking about, you're helping walk people through that. It's invaluable because, you know, but, you know, and again, there's things about the donut hole and all these other things. It can be complicated.
Right. We do our best to sit with people and make sure they have a good understanding of it. It doesn't mean that they remember everything that we go over with them, you know.
Yeah, but you're there. You're there. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to cut you off there, but we're going to continue this. Our last segment, we're going to really touch on all the things we touched on so far and say, well, what are the pitfalls? What are the things that people do that can really trip them up? And we're going to help them. You're going to help them avoid that. But for now, we're going to go to another traffic update. And so take it away, traffic.
Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli, the financial consultant, saying a financial advisor must have a tax planning passion. I'm appealing only to those with a net worth of more than $5 million or with taxable income of over $400,000. You are the target for higher and higher taxes. If you're in this elite club, you can no longer afford to have a financial advisor that is not passionate to minimize taxes. I'm appealing to you with income over $400,000 or a net worth greater than $5 million because you are the target and need the financial consultant's passion to minimize income taxes and estate taxes. Call to set up your introductory meeting, 410-823-7283 or 410-823-SAVE or online, financialconsulate.com. If your taxable income is $400,000 or more, or your net worth is over $5 million, you are the target. So call to begin your tax plan, 410-823-7283, or online, financialconsulate.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Going back to 60s, right, Chris? Here we go. Okay, Chris O'Shea sitting in for Drew Tignanelli, Money, Riches, and Wealth. And we're here with our special guest, Barb Harnoff. And she is a Medicare supplemental expert. And Barb, as people are walking through this, and I'm going to get to a Medicare Advantage question here in a second. But if people want to call you as they're transitioning into this Medicare world and need to talk through, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, there's never a charge to talk to me. I'm always willing to help people.
Yeah.
And so they don't have to be afraid to make the phone call. I'll help them as I can. Our number is 443-299-6854. I'm an agent, and I have a couple of other agents that work with me. And we'll make sure that we get whatever questions they might have answered. So it's 443-299-6854.
Okay, so one of the things that I remembered is someone that I work with who has a parent that they work in, and they're in Pennsylvania, and they've got a Medicare Advantage plan, and they're always saying, you know, they're always coming at me saying, they're not going to cover this. They're not going to cover that. They're not going to cover this. So whereas Medicare will cover either they don't cover hearing aids, they don't cover dental, but when they cover stuff, they're covering it. Whereas Medicare Advantage can really come back at you. He seems like it's all the time.
Yeah, Medicare Advantage is definitely a more pay-as-you-go type of plan. You're going to pay co-pays for most things that you do. They focus a lot on preventive care.
Mm-hmm.
That's really where their strength is. And I think in some ways they've changed Medicare in that original Medicare seems to cover more preventive things than it seemed like they did 5-10 years ago.
Yeah, there's some
there's a value in that.
Right.
But you're still basically paying your 20%.
Right. And so there is things in there, like just Medicare. There is, you know, mental health care. There are some things, some therapy stuff, you know, that physical therapy things, too, that Medicare can cover. Okay. So we have, in the time we have left tonight, we touch a few things on what are the pitfalls to avoid. Certainly, if you think you're in Medicare Advantage, but you may travel, you may wind up moving somewhere else, then, you know, you don't have the assurance that you'll get coverage to where you're going to has a good network of doctors, or that if they don't, then you can go to and get Medigap supplemental, then a Medicare supplemental policy, because they're going to underwrite you, and they may deny it. So, but what are some of the other things that
I think the thing that people just really would be careful about is just really going it alone, because going it alone, you may miss a lot of what really is out there and the different options that are out there. It can be very confusing, and it generally doesn't cost you to speak to an agent about what is out there in your area. So don't be afraid to reach out for that.
Okay, so I talked to
you can trust.
Yeah, just interject a question there. So I talked to someone today, and he had signed up for Medicare. And he had signed up for he signed up for Medicare Part B in time, but he didn't get a supplemental policy. He is a few months shy of being 66, and doesn't have a Part D plan either. So what's facing him?
Typically, you go with just your Medicare, so you'll be responsible for your whole 20% until next year. Now, with a Medicare supplement, if you're healthy, you can sign up for a Medicare supplement until you're 100 years old. The window that closes only has to do with poor health. If you're healthy, you can get the Medicare supplement at any point. If you're not, but the drug plan, typically you have to wait until next fall to sign up for your drug plan, and that would begin January 1st, your plan. So you would go without a drug plan for this year in many cases. There are additional assistance programs that are available in Maryland and Pennsylvania for those that are listening there or anywhere else. There are often state programs or even private programs that can help with that situation, and we're on top of that. We have those, and we know how to direct people to get help, in whether it's through a state agency or otherwise.
So, but if you wait, if he didn't, he said, I get in under the window for Medicare, but if he hadn't, if he thought, well, you know, I can sign up for later, what happens if somebody waits a year or 2 years before they sign up for Medicare
Part B? If you forget to get your Part B or don't get it or procrastinate, yes, you will have to wait. But many times it's not that you can just sign up right away. To get Medicare after your open enrollment period has ended, which is a 7-month period generally, when you first turn 65 or when you first retire, there's a lot of rules here, but just trying to be general. But
yeah, if you're over 65 and you're now going in. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Then you have to wait until the following January, and between January and March, you'll be able to get your Part B, but it will not go into effect until that following July. So you can go a long time without having any coverage at all.
And what's the price increase?
Stay with it. You get a 10% penalty for every year that you don't get your Medicare Part B. There's also a penalty that goes along with the Part D, the drug plan, if you don't get that when you are first eligible.
Right. So if you've waited 3 years, you've got a 30% premium. And how long does that last?
The rest of your life.
It will last the rest of the time that you have it. So
that's right.
Right. And so and that's what we see some folks who, you know, we read to say that people have said, hey, you know, I've read something that says I don't need Medicare Part B. Well, you don't need a supplemental, but it's smart to get a supplemental.
Well, it's not even just that, but it's just some people just will procrastinate getting it taken care of.
Yep.
They'll think they have time, and you don't want to do that because you can end up in a situation where you'll have that penalty or just even for a year have to go without drug coverage. Based on what I just said about drug coverage with something like insulin, for instance, you know, that's a lot of money out of your pocket.
Right. And so for folks who are, you know, some people, you get some brilliant people that, and we start talking, you know, health insurance and Medicare and supplementals, and I've just seen eyes glaze over and say, what? You know, it's, you know, we're in an article talking about an engineer says, okay, I've read the whole book and, you know, I consider myself fairly smart and I can't figure out what the heck they're talking about.
I've had people tell me they worked in insurance their whole lives. They've been in the offices of insurance, but when they got into Medicare and started looking on the sites, they realized they couldn't do this alone. And then so they came in to get some help. So we get some good laughs about things like that. But, yeah, it's not about how smart you are. It's just that there are a lot of twists and turns, and it's just helpful if somebody can. In your own situation, there might only be four things that you really have to worry about. But when you go on to a website, it's hard to know what it is that applies to you. So it's helpful to have somebody who can ask you actually, tell me about you. Tell me about what your situation is, where you want to be, where you're going to live, and then to be able to help you make a decision that's good for you.
And so one of the things you mentioned here is just talk a little bit about, and then we'll probably have to end on this one, is the annual enrollment, right? The open enrollment, I should say, versus that time, the initial enrollment. So you're 65 or you've left work. So the initial enrollment versus the annual enrollment. How do they differ?
Initial enrollment generally happens when you're 65. And then open enrollment that refers to a couple of different things, but there's an open enrollment for the supplement plan and there's an additional open enrollment. So getting these terms down can be a little tricky, but your initial enrollment is when you turn 65. Then let's say you decide to retire and keep your work insurance for another 2 or 3 years before you actually retire. For most people, they get the Part A when they're 65, and whenever they retire, they get the Part B. For most people,
right.
It's a general thing that I'm giving there. But
yeah.
And so you have an open enrollment to get your Medicare supplement plan, which fills in the gaps that Medicare leaves open.
Right. So again, together, you're talking $148 for Part B. You're talking maybe $140, $150 for supplemental, and you're talking how much for Part D?
Usually between $15 and $30.
Right. So you've got $30. So you've got your under $300.
You're right about
$300.
You can still get. You can don't have to go with the highest plan, but you can still get pretty darn good coverage.
So Barb Horanoff, you can reach her at 443-299-6854. That's 443-299-6854 or bhimedicare.com. That's Barb Horanoff. Barb, thanks so much for taking the hour to spend with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, good night, everybody. We'll be back next week. Drew will be back in the chair for more Money, Riches, and Wealth. Thank you, Chris.
Things are gonna be much better.